Hi, this is David Trainer with my daily podcast. Today I'm going to let you in on the secret that Wall Street and all the trading firms don't want you to know. But first, I want you to know that in order to get more research from New Constructs, visit www.newconstructs.com. You can get access to my blog there, tons of free research, tons of free education on how to be a smart investor. Now that leads me to the key punchline today. What is the big secret that Wall Street, that online trading firms, they don't want you to know? That there is a big difference, a huge distinction between what is the act of investing versus speculating. Okay, so I think what people have lost over the last few years is that they don't know what really good research is. And I've said this before in other podcasts. And the big point I'm trying to make here is that people don't recognize that most of what research is geared to do these days, is to help you speculate, not be an investor. And let me be really specific here. I'm going to use some quotes from some of the greatest, Ben Graham and John Maynard Keynes, right? Ben Graham says that if you are a speculator, your decision to buy or sell is based on what you believe about the near-term direction of price. All right, let's be clear on that. If you're a speculator, your decision to buy or sell is based on what you believe about the near-term direction of price. Now think about how much or how well that fits most of what you see when it comes to research these days on CNBC, on Investors Business Daily, on MarketWatch. Everything's trying to talk about the near-term direction of price. All right, on the other hand, Ben Graham says, if you are an investor, your decision to buy and sell is based on the underlying economics of the stock you own. If you are an investor, your decision to buy and sell is based on the underlying economics of the stock you own. If you are a speculator, your decision to buy or sell is based on what you believe about the near-term direction of price. If you are an investor, your decision to buy and sell is based on the underlying economics of the stock you own. Two very different things. And I challenge you, show me research that focuses on the underlying economics of the stock you own. Show me that. And remember, there's a big difference between economics and accounting. Accounting does not represent economics. I know this because I sit on a committee for the Financial Accounting Standards Board, and it's one of the things we work hardest to ensure. And the fact of the matter is, the board does a great job in providing accounting that helps you get to economics, but at the end of the day, accounting by itself cannot. Accounting is just the vocabulary of finance. You still got to put all those words and all those terms and all those line items together in order to understand the economics. They don't do it on their own. There's no one item in the income statement, balance sheet, or cash flow, no one item, no one total on any of those things that you can use to understand the economics. Let's go with another smart person who talked about the difference between speculating and investing. John Maynard Keynes says, speculation is the activity of forecasting the psychology of the market. Speculation is the activity of forecasting the psychology of the market. Wow. Is that what Mad Money is about? I mean, that's a big part of what Mr. Cramer talks about a lot, forecasting the psychology of the market. That's a big part of what you hear a lot of the pundits on CNBC talking about a lot. On the other hand, Mr. Kane says, investing is an activity of forecasting the yield on assets over the life of the asset. Investing is the activity of forecasting the yield on assets over the life of the asset. Yield on assets is essentially return on invested capital. That's how much cash flow the company is generating over the amount of capital put into the business. That's the economics of the business. And valuation refers to what kind of cash flow you expect over the life of that asset. Interestingly, it's not too dissimilar from what a bond is or what the way people think about bonds. Well, because people focus on the economics on bonds. Notice there's not nearly as much speculation, nearly as much media, nearly as much hoopla around the bond market as there is the stock market. There's a reason for that. Bond investors know better. There's no such thing as online trading. You can probably trade bonds online, but you do not see online trading firms for bonds advertising on TV. When's the last time you saw a commercial for E-Trade or Scottrade or Interactive Brokers advertising their bond trading. It's all about stocks. That's where the volatility is. That's where the propaganda is. That's where the noise is. And the key part of the noise, ladies and gentlemen, is that they are looking to confuse the difference between investing and speculating. And if you're speculating in the stock market, let me tell you, you're up against some big competition. I'd say it's tougher than trying to win in Vegas. You got better odds in Vegas than you do in the stock market. You got people in the stock market where it's practically legal to rip you off, aka high frequency trading, aka the global research settlement and the tech bubble. It's happened before, it's happening again. It's the way it's always been since the original stock jobbers down there on Wall Street trying to sell stock to anybody who's walking down the street. Buyer beware. As long as you're speculating, you're operating on inadequate information. And you're trying to accomplish an impossible task. The near-term predicting the near-term direction of price is like trying to predict the psychology of the market. If you can do that, be my guest. You got a corner on the market. Keep in mind who you're competing against. As I've said in other podcasts, the professionals in this business spend 70, 80 hours a week and millions of dollars a year on research. Their research budgets are huge. They utilize experts like me. I'm one of many experts they may use. But they're spending a lot of money to have expertise help inform their overall decision. And they may be speculators too, but they're likely to be a little bit better than you. Especially if they have access to things like the market makers' books, and they know what percentage of the shares of that box IPO are going to institutions versus the general public. They know things that are going to affect the near-term direction of price. That's what the high-frequency traders do. Shoot, I put an article on my blog in 2010 that was the basis, that was the core piece of evidence for Michael Lewis's Flash Boys book. And that article showed that the New York Stock Exchange and a couple other exchanges were actually selling trading intention data to hedge funds and other traders. Right? The trading intention data being whenever you create an online order, you don't always show that you want to buy 10,000 shares of a stock. You show that you might want to buy 100 at a certain price, and then the order automatically works for you to finish out the entire 10,000 shares without ever showing the market you want to do 10,000. But the fact that you want to do 10,000 shares is stored in the system, and that kind of information can be bought and sold. Those people have the ability to predict near-term direction of price in a way that you do not. So, being a speculator, let's first be honest. Ask yourself, are you speculating as an advisor, as an investor, as a portfolio manager? Are you speculating or are you investing? Because if you're speculating, you're putting yourself and your clients at a great deal of risk. Your savings, your child's education, your retirement money, your health care, your client's retirement money, your client's health care, you're putting it at a great deal of risk and you're at a big competitive disadvantage if you're speculating. If you're an investor, well, then I think you can rest a little easier at night because you're focusing on things you can measure, on things where you can get an advantage, on things where you can be sure that you understand the risk. If you're investing in some of these high-flying stocks like a Netflix and Tesla, you're just as good as gold until the music stops. And you have no way of knowing that music's going to stop. You have no way. And when those stocks fall, they are going to get crushed because the prices have so far overreached the underlying economics. But if you focus on risk-reward, as we do, and understanding the economics of the business better than anyone else in the world, again, we got a proprietary database of data that we've collected on our own because we knew we couldn't rely on third-party sources for data. Nobody in the world can collect the data we can. Nobody has the expertise. And so we're here to help you be an investor. We're here to help everyone be investors because we believe that's how the world becomes a better place. That's how capital gets allocated more efficiently. That's important to me. The original title of my business plan for new constructs was Bringing Integrity Back to the Capital Markets. I'd been on Wall Street for several years. I'd lived through the crash of the late 90s. I'd lived through the tech bubble, and I've seen what was sold and what was done. And I knew that if I didn't create technology to go through these annual reports, nobody would know what was in them because nobody else was going through them. Certainly nobody was going, taking the time or doing the work to go through them was sharing with anyone else because it was just that hard. And I challenge you, download a 10K filing. Read the whole thing cover to cover and build a model based on what you see in there. Measure the liability-related options, off-balance sheet debt, purchase obligations, pension obligations. Find all the write-downs and unusual charges buried on page 275 or page 83 of the MD&A. MD&A stands for Management Discussion and Analysis. Find all that data. Do it for 5 years, because I think 5 years is the least you want to do for, you know, history. Most of my clients like to say they want to have at least 10 years. But I say just go through one filing. That's the kind of work it takes to be a real investor. That's what we do better than anybody in the world, and that's why people pay us for our services. We're going through the filings so we can find the key data and you can act on it. Act intelligently and act like an investor. Anything less than that is speculating. You're using data you get for free. That's like buying a used car just by looking at the paint job. That data, the free data out there, is meant to manipulate you. All right? That's why it's out there for free. It's easy to get. Right? If you study what it means for capital markets to be efficient and different forms of efficiency in the capital markets, right? The lowest, the weekly efficient market is one where effectively you can predict future stock prices based on past stock prices. The semi-strong is that the market takes into account all publicly available information as well as information that can be gleaned from analysis. And the perfectly efficient market is one where everyone has access to all information at the same time. They all agree on how it should be interpreted, including, you know, all publicly available and all analysis. Right? We know it's not a perfectly efficient market. We know it's not a weekly efficient market. It's something in between. But even a semi-efficient market assumes that you're doing real analysis. And analysis does not count if you're just borrowing someone else's numbers, especially free numbers. Because let me tell you, there's not a lot of work, not a lot of adjustments, not a lot of diligence that goes into those. They're created in mass by databases, and databases that have a lot of flaws. So if you want to be an investor, focus on facts. Fact is, you've got a lot of competition in this market, even if you're an investor or if you're a speculator. Number two, if you really want to manage risk, you really want to protect yourself, your clients, you need to understand real profits, and you need to understand valuation, and you need research like new constructs to help you do that. Even if you want to do it on your own, use our work to check it every now and then. Use our work to make sure. Our reports are very inexpensive. Our goal is to put the average investor on fair footing with the Wall Street insiders so we can all make fully informed decisions, we can have more efficient capital markets, and we can have greater standards of living. Take advantage of what we offer. That's what it's there for. And remember, there's a huge difference between investing and speculating. Thanks for listening. And remember, you can go to newconstructs.com. You can sign up for our services for as little as $20 a month. And get access to all the great research we provide very quickly to protect you from your portfolio. It's a super small cost for the kind of protection and the kind of work we do for you. Be sure to check out the blog. Be sure to check out our tutorials, a new section on our blog that explains how our system works and provides enormous amounts of information about how much diligence we do. Shows you how our models work. We have the best models in the world. Nobody can come close to our models. And we show you that work. And again, we show you that work because we want you to know how much work we're doing for you. And we can show you that because we're the only ones that offer it. And we want to challenge you to make sure anyone who claims to be a competitor of us will be as transparent with you, because my guess is that they will not, because they don't have the same level of diligence we do. Again, thank you for listening. Check us out at newconstructs.com.